Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Tuesday, April 18th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And the slow news week continues. Not a lot going on, but we've got a few things for you here. We got some Wonder Woman news and some DC TV stuff. So Wonder Woman gets a June 2nd release date in China as well. That's our top news story from The Hollywood Reporter. Not terribly shocking, but that's cool to get the. That's cool that they get it the same day. Yeah, you're right. I think most of the big markets are getting it on June 2nd. That's sort of big. That's what WB normally tries to do, to get the bigger numbers. As you can see with The Fate of the Furious, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
That a simultaneous worldwide release helps get some big numbers out there. Yeah, that's not all countries are getting that, but most of the big markets are. I know, like, Germany, for example, isn't getting it till June 5th, and I think Japan's not getting it till August. So I'm sorry to any of our Japanese listeners, but you've got a ways to go until you get to watch this.
Yep, you could always just fly over for the weekend.
Yeah. So the China market's going to be big for the DC films, because that's really a place they've struggled so far. Man of Steel only made $63 million. Suicide Squad didn't even get released there because of all the different reasons. And Batman v Superman only made $95 million there. So that's definitely a spot for improvement. What would you say if I told you that The Fate of the Furious made $190 million in China opening weekend?
Oh, opening weekend?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. So it just goes to show you there's definitely a big market. China is close to passing the U.S. and already, if not. And so there's definitely room for improvement there for WB.
Yeah. If I had to guess, though, I don't know if Wonder Woman will be the DC film to break 100 million in China.
Yeah, but I don't know if it will either.
Yeah.
But hopefully it does at least better than Suicide Squad.
I think it has to. I guess it doesn't have to, but it probably does.
It doesn't have to. That Shia LaBeouf movie probably didn't beat Suicide Squad there either. So, yeah.
All right. Next up in TV news, Gotham has released their spring premiere trailer on YouTube, where you can watch that video and actually lots of other videos. There's lots of videos on YouTube. Did you know that, Tom?
Bold statement.
It returns Monday, April 24th, and there's 8 episodes left in the third season of Gotham. And there's going to be a 2-part season finale on June 5th, according to the Futon critic.
Yeah, so I guess all of the everything DC TV is about going to be returning next week. We're getting Arrow, Flash, and Supergirl next week, so Gotham returns as well. This was a pretty cool looking little trailer, minute plus, and it showed some cool things. I think they're trying to insert their subliminal messaging. They randomly show like returns and begins, like, oh yes, those are words we associate with Batman. I get it.
Right.
Which is just funny. It also shows Selina looks like she might be getting licked by cats, Batman Returns style. So I don't know that I necessarily want to see that, but I guess we're going to anyway. But yeah, this looks like everything else in it looks pretty cool, though. It's cool where they're going with Penguin and the Riddler right now, so I'm excited for it to return.
Yeah, it looks really interesting. I have not been watching this show, but this is one of those things that makes me want to watch this show if there weren't so many other shows to watch. They really need like a summer DC show, like an off schedule show that so that everything's not at the exact same time.
Yeah, it's called Preacher.
I know.
Yeah, so on to Powerless, according to our favorite source, the Futon critic, it appears that the season finale is going to air May 4th, and we talked a while back about Adam West is going to guest star in it. That appears to be the episode he's going to guest star in. He's listed for that. So that would just be the 11th episode of the season, but it looks like that's going to be the last one. As far as we know right now, we'll update you if that changed, but it's going to be titled Win, Luther, Draw. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Adam West on it. His comedic style definitely fits in, I think, with the show, but it may or may not be the last episode we ever see of this show, but we'll see.
Yeah. There's a very good chance it is the last episode, which would be unfortunate, but that happens.
It does happen. All right, and then last up, we have a Twitter question from Jesse W78283890 2. I think I messed that up. Will it be day or night when Superman returns in JL? And I'm gonna go ahead and make an assumption that JL means Justice League.
Again, you are just full of bold statements today. That's a good question. I think I want to think that like these posters and everything that we've seen are hinting towards the return of Superman. I just think that makes sense that that's what they're looking at or whatever. And so like the shot from the trailer where we see everybody in the sunset, I could definitely see them battling parademons and Steppenwolf in the dark. And then, you know, they're not doing so well. And then Superman shows up and it just has to be because it just has to be light when he comes back. Because Jor-El said so. He said they will join you in the light. He said that all those years ago, and I trust Russell Crowe. So that's why that's where my analysis comes from. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, well, you're actually wearing a shirt that says I trust Russell Crowe right now. People can't see that, but you do. Having it be daytime, like you said, going from night to day makes the most sense, and I think would have the biggest impact when we see Superman return, because we are going to see Superman return in this movie. And, you know, the fact that he is powered by sunlight kind of helps with the whole image of him coming back with the sunlight and, you know, getting his power back. So, yeah, I hope I would be okay seeing him in any sort of lighting situation, but I hope it is daytime.
Yeah, I think that makes sense story-wise, too. That would be a cool thing, but I'm not going to get too upset no matter what time of day it is, as long as we get more Superman. All right, well, that is all we have for today. Teen Titans The Judas Contract does release on Blu-ray and DVD today. If you want our non-spoiler and spoiler review, we did that last week. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. But that's all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.